This past legislative session, a bill that would have raised the minimum wage was among the most divisive items under consideration. Now, a citizens' initiative to do the exact same thing is about the least controversial question on this year's ballot. There's no spirited dissent to the proposition, and polls show the measure passing by a margin of 2-1. So why is that? APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez looks at how the minimum wage campaign found itself running without organized opposition.
Representative Andy Josephson vividly remembers testimony on the minimum wage bill. As a member of the Labor and Commerce Committee, he sat through the failed legislation's only hearing.
There was a packed room. There was a lot of media. There were no people testifying, with one exception that I recall, against the bill.
The one person who testified against raising the minimum wage was a bar owner from Nikiski, who argued it would burden her business.
There was no organized opposition from the business community, from the chamber, from the seafood industry, or from anywhere else.
In what might seem like a funny twist, Josephson ended up voting against the bill, even though he's now advocating for the wage increase. The whole story of the minimum wage bill actually involves a lot of strange bedfellows and accusations of political gamesmanship. The legislation was introduced by House Speaker Mike Chenault, a Republican from Nikiski. An initiative to raise the minimum wage to $9.75 over 2 years and then peg it to inflation had already been certified to appear on the ballot, and the language of the bill was identical. Initiative sponsors had two theories about this bill. The first worry was that legislators wanted to pass a minimum wage bill so they could go back and weaken it. If law is made by ballot initiative, legislators can't touch it for 2 years, but they can fiddle with it if they pass it themselves. Josephson points out that's exactly what happened a decade ago.
I believe the intent was what it was in 2003, and that was to pass a bill, and then at some later time, as soon as January 2015, to entertain a bill that would undo, essentially, and amend the existing bill.
The second theory was that Republicans didn't want the minimum wage question on the ballot because of the potential to draw out liberal-leaning voters. Meanwhile, Republicans accused Democrats and organized labor of wanting a minimum wage initiative on the ballot for exactly that reason. Regardless of the motives, the April fight over the bill has left the usual opponents of a minimum wage increase in an odd spot with the initiative. Denny DeWitt directs the National Federation of Independent Businesses Alaska chapter. They oppose a further increase to the minimum wage on the grounds that it could reduce employment opportunities, particularly for teenagers. Even though NFIB has been consistent with that position, DeWitt remembers the political overtones of the legislative debate, and he says responding to it posed a conundrum for his lobbying group.
You know, it's kind of a Gordian knot sort of thing, I guess.
In the end, NFIB did not take a position on the bill. Now, they're raising their concerns at public forums, but have no plans to put money into fighting the measure.
We don't have the resources to do that. We're not a huge lobbying, well-heeled lobbying activity, as some are. So we do what we can.
The NFIB website boasts that Fortune magazine calls it the country's top business lobby, and the group has received backing from billionaires Charles and David Koch. The interplay between the bill and the initiative also has the Alaska Republican Party and some of its candidates straddling positions. Back during the legislative session, the party put out an action alert on Facebook, encouraging confused members to call their senators and ask them to pass the minimum wage bill. Now, party chair Peter Goldberg says there's no official position on the initiative. This all means initiative sponsors are mostly looking at lukewarm protests from interests who might normally fight them. This was clear at a recent Anchorage hearing where multiple pastors spoke in favor of the initiative and supporters waved signs outside the meeting at the Denina Center. On the anti-side, Denny DeWitt testified over the phone from the airport. A seafood lobbyist came out against it, and a representative from the Alaska State Chamber of Commerce offered his disapproval while noting that he didn't want to look like a villain. And that was it. Ari Gardner is the campaign director for Alaskans for a Fair Minimum Wage. He says there have been times when he's been invited to forums to speak on the initiative that he's had to help find someone, anyone, to do a counterpoint.
It's a good problem to have, that we don't have a solidified opposition, but it's still, I think we still have a lot of work to do.
Gardner says their goal isn't just to win, it's to secure a mandate. Even though the few polls that have been done on the measure show it clearing 60% of the vote, Gardner wants to guarantee as wide a margin as possible to discourage lawmakers from tampering with the minimum wage in the future.
It's important that people don't take for granted that this is going to pass.
So he says they're still planning on running hard, even though there's no one really running against them. In Anchorage, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.